reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 26, entitled Fundamental Principles of Material Nature, text number 34. Bhutanam Chidra Dattritram Bahir antaram eva cha pranendriyatma dishnyatvam navaso vriti lakshanam bhutanam chidra datritam bahir antaram eva cha Pranendriyatma-dishnyattam Navaso-vriti-lakshanam. Translation. The activities and characteristics of the ethereal element can be observed as accommodation for the room for the external and internal existences of all living entities, namely the field of activities of the vital air, the senses, and the mind.
Traducción. Las actividades y características del elemento etéreo pueden percibirse como emplazamiento del ámbito para las existencias externas e internas de todas las entidades vivientes, a saber, el campo de actividades del aire vital, los sentidos y la mente.
Purport, the mind, the senses, and the vital force, or living entity, have forms, although they are not visible to the naked eye. Form rests in subtle existence in the sky, and internally it is perceived as the veins within the body and the circulation of the vital air. Externally, there are invisible forms of sense objects. The production of the invisible sense objects is the external activity of the ethereal element, and the circulation of vital air and blood is its internal activity. That subtle forms exist in the ether has been proved by modern science by transmission of television, by which forms or photographs of one place are transmitted to another by the action of the ethereal element. That is very nicely explained here. This verse is the potential basis of great scientific research work, for it explains how subtle forms are generated from the ethereal element, what their characteristics and actions are, and how the tangible elements, namely air, fire, water, and earth, are manifested from the subtle form. Mental activities or psychological actions of thinking, feeling, and willing are also activities on the platform of ethereal existence. The statement in the Bhagavad Gita that the mental situation at the time of death is the basis of the next birth is also corroborated in this verse. Mental existence transforms into tangible form as soon as there is an opportunity due to contamination or development of the gross elements from subtle form.
La mente, los sentidos y la fuerza vital o entidad viviente tienen que existir. La existencia sutil de la forma existe en el espacio, internamente se la recibe como la piel del cuerpo de la expresión del aire vital. Externamente hay objetos de los sentidos con formas invisibles. La producción de esos invisibles objetos de los sentidos es la actividad externa del entretenido, y su actividad interna es la circulación de la sangre y del aire vital. La existencia de formas sutiles en el éter ha sido comprobada por la ciencia moderna mediante la transmisión por televisión, en la cual fotografías, es de un sitio a otro mediante la acción de nuestros sentidos. Esto se explica aquí con gran claridad. Este verso es la base que puede dar pie a un gran trabajo de investigación científica, pues explica cómo se generan las formas sutiles a partir del elemento etéreo, cuáles son sus características y sus acciones, y cómo se manifiestan a partir de las formas sutiles de los elementos tangibles, a saber, el aire, el fuego, el agua y la tierra. Las actividades mentales, es decir, las acciones psicológicas de pensar, sentir y desear, también pertenecen al plano etéreo de la existencia. En este verso se corrobora también la afirmación de la Bhagavad Gita de que la situación mental en el momento de morir es la base del siguiente nacimiento. En cuanto hay oportunidad, la existencia mental se transforma en una forma tangible debido a la contaminación, es decir, la transformación de la forma sutil en elementos densos.
Modern scientists would have us believe that by a complex arrangement of chemicals or elements, life comes about. If we can just make an arrangement,
simplemente podemos hacer un arreglo,
put all the chemicals together,
para poner todos los químicos juntos,
then we can create what is called life.
Entonces podemos crear lo que se llama vida.
Of course, they have not done so.
Por supuesto, no lo han hecho.
They have a big theory.
Tienen una gran teoría.
And they promise us
y nos prometen
that they're making advancement.
Están avanzando.
And in the future, they will do.
Y que en el futuro lo van a hacer.
Now, if I'm doing business,
ahora, si estoy haciendo negocios,
and I want to buy some materials from Argentina.
Y quiero comprar algunos materiales de Argentina.
So I want 100 tons of,
entonces quiero 100 toneladas.
I don't know, what do you produce?
No sé lo que produce.
Huh? Okay, I want 100 tons of dulce de leche.
Quiero 100 toneladas de dulce de leche.
I'm going to ship it back to America,
y lo voy a enviar a América,
and sell it,
y venderlo,
in my McDonald's restaurants.
En mi restaurante McDonald's.
I tell you,
yo les digo,
I've got a lot of money and I will pay you.
Que he hecho mucho dinero que les voy a pagar.
You just send the shipment,
usted simplemente envía el embarque,
and when it arrives in New York,
y cuando llegue a New York,
I'll send you the money.
Yo le enviaré el dinero.
So, you may say,
entonces ustedes podrían decir,
your cost will be $1 million.
Este le va a costar $1,000,000.
And I say, oh, that's okay. I have $20 million in New York.
Y yo podría decir, bueno, está bien, total tengo $20 million en Nueva York.
Then you may say, oh, very good. So you just give me $500,000 down payment.
Entonces ustedes podrían decir, bueno, muy bien, entonces solamente déjenme $500,000 como adelante.
So I say, well, I'll give you a check, but for different reasons, I'm going to make the check out for January
1st, 2004. Entonces yo les podría decir, bueno, voy a hacerles un cheque, pero por algunas razones voy a emitir este cheque para ser cobrado en enero del 2004.
Nobody would accept such a post-dated check. So the scientists are promising us in the future. We're making progress, and we will create life. But life is already going on without your arrangement.
Pero la vida está sucediendo sin ningún arreglo de ustedes.
So why are you taking so much credit now?
Entonces, ¿por qué ahora está tomando tanto crédito?
You produce life, then you talk.
Primero produce vida y después habla.
But what we see is,
pero lo que vemos es,
you are just bluffing.
Que simplemente están hablando.
Scientists also have expenses.
Los científicos también tienen gastos.
Scientists also have families.
Los científicos también tienen familia.
Scientists also have to pay mortgage on their home.
Los científicos también tienen que pagar la hipoteca de su casa.
So they make some big proposal.
Así que hacen una gran propuesta.
And get grants of money from the government or from business houses, and they just go on bluffing. You find this everywhere in the material world. It's called the cheaters and the cheated.
Se llama los engañadores y los engañados.
If you can produce life, then do it.
Si puedes producir vida, entonces hazlo.
We don't ask you to create a human being.
No estamos pidiendo que crees un ser humano.
You just create one egg.
Podrías crear un huevo.
Some yellow chemicals, some white chemicals, you bring them together. But they can't even create a tiny E. coli cell. Yeah, it's the smallest living organism. So they're bluffing. But here, it is explained that gross comes from subtle.
Pero aquí se está explicando que lo burdo viene de lo sutil.
Every religious person knows,
cualquier persona religiosa sabe,
from the Bible,
por la Biblia,
in the beginning was the Word,
en el principio fue la palabra,
or sound,
o el sonido.
And from sound came the total creation. So from subtle, gross was manifested. Here Prabhupada gives a good example of how gross form can exist within subtle energy.
Dentro de la energía sutil.
You have one little box in your house.
Quizás tienen una pequeña caja en su casa.
Sometimes called the idiot box.
A veces llamada la caja boba o idiota.
And you turn it on.
Y la encienden.
And you don't know, but all of a sudden,
no sabes, pero de repente,
someone thousands of miles away is captured in your little box.
Está capturado en su pequeña casa.
Prabhupada mentioned that when he first saw a television,
Prabhupada mencionó que cuando él vio una televisión por primera vez,
thought that there was someone inside.
Él pensó que había alguien adentro.
A little Japanese guy, you know, small. Actually, I don't think it was Prabhupada. By the time television came out, he was about 60 years old. But I know young children, sometimes they get bewildered. They can't understand that form is being transmitted through the ether. Radio waves. Similarly, our mental activities, thinking, feeling, and willing, they are also transmitted through the ether, and they come out in the womb in the form of a baby. Yam yam vapi smaran bhavam tyajati ante kalevaram. According to what you're thinking about at the time of death, according to what you desire and what you deserve, you're creating your next body. When the body is constructed, then you're transferred there to live. Just like someone may build a new house, and the construction materials are given, and when the house is ready, he moves in. He gives the design, the blueprints from the architect to the construction manager. Everything is done, and then he goes to live there. So it is like that. Although we cannot see how these things are going on, it seems very complex. But the principle is very simple. Are there any questions or comments? Yes. Okay, let's all switch gear and go back to yesterday. Be nice if we could. Free will is explained by a simple example. Have you ever been on an airplane for a long journey or even? So you get on the airplane and your destination is fixed. You're going from Buenos Aires to New York. You can't change that unless you belong to the Taliban or Al-Qaeda.
que pertenezcas al Talibán o al Qaeda.
But still,
pero ahora sí,
you can choose to have the vegetarian meal.
Puedes elegir tener el menú vegetariano.
You can choose to sleep,
puedes elegir dormir,
to read,
leer,
to watch the movie,
ver la película,
to go to the toilet,
y al baño,
to chant your rounds, to talk to the person next to you about Krishna consciousness. You have free will what you will do. But it's limited within your overall karma. Is that okay? If you were destined to die,
si tu destino fuera morir,
you cannot change that by just desiring not to die.
No puedes cambiar esto simplemente por desear no morir.
You have so many breaths in this lifetime. When they're finished, the body's gone.
Tienes una cantidad de respiraciones en tu vida y cuando se termina, se acaba tu cuerpo.
There have been many, many nice devotees who have come, spent some time with us, and gone. Each and every one of us, in our time, we'll have to leave this body. The question is, where will we go after leaving the body? So the point is, how will you use your free will when you get to New York? Will you go to the temple and do book distribution? Or will you go to the Manhattan East Village and get involved in Maya? Any other questions? Okay. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jaya.